Party of Canada. He is the representative in the riding of Hastings, Lennox, and Addington, the candidate up there. He is Adam Gray, and he joins us on the line right now. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Good. And we're going to point out that normally Adam would be in here for the full hour and have an opportunity to talk for an hour and take questions. Adam is a long-haul trucker, and he is on the road. And so this is kind of the best that we could do today, I suppose.
Because I appreciate you accommodating me as well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because we can't have you on the phone for an hour. It just sounds terrible. So
yeah, of course. I understand.
Okay, Adam. So tell us first a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, I'm 36 years old. I was born in Belleville. I grew up in Springbrook and Madoc. I went to School Center Hastings. I did my sports there. I've had family in the area for over 100 years. I have very deep roots in the area. I went overseas for 6 years where I went to school, played hockey, and I came back, and I've moved around a little bit, doing jobs to try and improve my life and my family's life, and now I am back home. I've been home now for about 4 years, and I think it's time to try and make a difference for our district.
Okay, so tell us about, are you married? Do you have a family?
Yeah, I'm married. My wife is an immigrant, actually. She was born and raised in Honduras in Central America. She is a doctor. We've been doing her equivalency exams for the last 4 years now, and I'm happy to announce that she finished her last Sunday, so we're moving on past that. Age 13, 11, and 10. I'm very proud to have them, and
That's wonderful.
That's about me in a nutshell.
Okay. So the People's Party of Canada, we know Maxime Bernier, the former Conservative member of Parliament, ran for leadership, lost that, started his own party. It's had some controversy. Tell us a little bit about the People's Party of Canada in your own words and why you're running in this party.
I decided to run with Maxime to help him set up the actual organization from the very beginning. I held my first meeting 14 days after he announced the People's Party of Canada. So I'm very much on board with everything that they're saying. Now, the biggest issue for us is we want to help Canadians get ahead, but we want to help every single Canadian. We're not interested in pandering to small groups. We're not interested in giving special deals to special provinces or, again, special groups. We just want Canadian money to stay in Canada, helping all Canadians, regardless of if you were born here, if you immigrated here. We don't care about culture, race, religion, sexual preference, orientation, gender, nothing. To us, all Canadians are equal. They need to be equal under the eyes of the law, and they need to have equal opportunities. And that's what we're trying to fight for. And we're trying to lower taxes by keeping money in Canada instead of sending it overseas, giving it to large corporations. We're going to close tax loopholes. We're going to close subsidies that are going, which includes the oil industry. We're going to close those subsidies. We're going to help them in a different way.
I need to ask you, obviously, the big story of the week is the Prime Minister. Your thoughts on what's come about?
I think he's hypocritical in everything that he's done. For the last 4 years, he's been going after every single person for everything that they've done in the past, in their past life, calling them out, making them apologize, which they should. If you've done something insensitive, then absolutely you need to apologize. You need to show people that you've moved on. But he keeps doing the same mistakes over and over and over again. Every time he goes overseas, he dresses up as a different culture. He dresses up to where he's gone.
Well, that happened once when he went to India. Every time.
The India trip, right? It was a slow train wreck. And now it shows that he's gone in as brown-faced, as a Latin, wearing a turban. That's completely, completely wrong. And I think the one picture dates back to 2011.
2001.
I think the first one was 2001. But I thought I heard that one was 2011 as well.
No, there's nothing that new. Yeah, it goes back to the 90s.
Okay, all right, well, then I was wrong, and I must have misread it. But either way, it's still a pattern. I mean, he grew up the son of a prime minister. He should know what is expected of him. He's always known he was going to go into politics. He should have been better than what he was.
Okay.
I don't think that he should carry on as prime minister.
So let's talk a little bit about Maxime Bernier. Tell us a little bit about your leader and some of the misconceptions people have about him. Racism is obviously taking the center stage right now. And people are questioning Mr. Bernier's angle about racism. And certainly, I think it has to do with the People's Party's view on immigration.
Yeah, and I understand that. Canada has always been very open to immigration. We will always remain open to immigration. We're an opening people. We're very diverse. We're always going to be diverse. The issue that Maxim has is we're trying to lower it to 100 to 150,000. So if we bring in 150,000 immigrants, we're going to try and make sure that we focus at least 50% of them are skilled workers to help out doctors, engineers, builders, professors, people that we need here. But at 150,000 immigrants, that will bring us to the same per capita ratio as the United States of America, as Great Britain, as Sweden. So per capita, we will be the same. Right now, we are twice the rate of any other Western democracy bringing people in. And we just want to take a step back and say, okay, well, let's integrate all these people that are already here. We have no issue with them. We're not interested in putting a Trump-style ban on people coming from anywhere. We don't care where you come from. All we care is that you're going to come here, you're going to help Canada, you're going to integrate into being Canadian. By all means, keep the culture where you're coming from, no issue. But you have to realize that you chose to come to Canada. So you need to make that commitment to Canada and try to accommodate, integrate into being Canadian. When I lived in England, and I understand it's a little bit easier, but when I lived in England, I made sure that I was, as British as I could be. I used the mannerisms, I used the thank you and please is still the same in Canada and Britain, but I made sure that I integrated myself into their system as much as I could. And that's the way that we feel that they should be coming here. Again, my wife is an immigrant. She only has a permanent residency. So by me voting for this, me thinking that this is the right way for us to go, I'm actually making it harder for my own family. However, she is a doctor. She will come through on the skilled program. But we need to make sure that we're bringing in the right people and we're able to integrate them right now. And with the amounts of people that are coming in right now, we just can't do that.
So if you are a person who is just a general laborer, but you want to immigrate to Canada under a PPC government, you would have no chance right now.
No, that's not true at all. You would still go out. If you have a work offer, if you have a company that is willing to take you on, you will be classified as a gainfully employed, and you will get the visa. That's not the issue. The issue that we have is once, one person comes over. So I'll use my wife, for instance, so it won't hurt anybody's feelings. So if my wife comes to Canada without being married to me, she just comes as a doctor. She gets here, she gets settled, she gets her license, she starts practicing. And then all of a sudden, she can start bringing up, 10, 15 family members, which I understand that you want your family members with you. I absolutely understand that. However, it's not necessarily Canada's responsibility to be bringing over people who are not going to help Canada in the long run. We're more interested in integration instead of bringing people here who are not going to help and are going to be taking services away from other Canadians who require those services.
Okay.
Stretched out on education in Ontario.
Adam, let me ask you this.
We have the largest class sizes we've seen, in 20 years.
Let me ask you this, Adam.
The more people that we bring over here that's not going to integrate to help, the more services that's going to be taken away from the people who are already here, which includes the immigrants, the asylum seekers, the refugees who need these crutches, who need these services to improve their lives. We're just throwing them all and saying, here you go, have at her and see what you can do. And that's wrong. We can't be abandoning those people. They need our help the most.
Well, they need our help the most. But what makes you say that people who bring their family over won't help this country? This country is made up historically of people who have come with their families who have built this country. So I think that's a rather ignorant statement to say that if somebody is a physician but wants to bring their family over of various ages and levels, that they won't help this country. This country is made up of a whole bunch of different demographics all lending a hand to make Canada what it is.
I agree with what you're saying, but it's a different time now. You can't compare the people who are coming here now to the same people who came back here in the 1800s or even in the early 1900s. It's not the same.
Why?
It's falsity.
Why?
Because they didn't get anything handed to them. They didn't have the services in place. You came over with the $5 in your pocket, and you had to go ahead and you had to create your own life. And right now, all we're doing for a lot of these people is we're just saying, okay, well, you can come here, and we're going to give you all this money, and then we're not going to give you the proper services that you need to integrate yourself.
But people do come here. But people, hold on. People do come here, and people do come here with not much. They get a bit of services, and then their communities help them out. If you look,
right.
But hold on. If you look at a lot of the immigration that comes to this country, they're the ones who are working jobs. Let's take a look at the people who are walking around this riding who are not working and living off the system. By and large, not immigrants.
I agree. In our areas specifically, yes, it's a lot of people who were born here and who are choosing not to work. But there's a difference. If you're born here, unfortunately, you are entitled to certain services, whether you should be receiving them or not. As a Canadian, you're entitled to those. We shouldn't be bringing over people who are going to stretch out our services, who are not going to be necessarily helping. I'm not saying that if a doctor wants to bring over somebody who's 27 years old and who has a job offer, yes, please come to Canada. Welcome to Canada. But what I'm saying is we shouldn't be bringing over parents who are age 65, who are retired, who are not going to ever do anything to assist Canadians, to assist Canada, to pay back what they're going to receive from us. That's just a drain on society. And I apologize if I'm offending anybody, but this is the hard truth, and this is what we're trying to do. I'm not saying down the road, after we balance the budget and after we correct the infrastructure issues that we have in our services, in our immigration, that we might not tinker and extend certain family visas and stuff like that. But right now, with the debt that we have, what, $20 billion this year, we can spend $20 billion so much better than on debt. So immigration is a big issue for us, a big issue for a lot of our candidates who are themselves immigrants and had to come over here the old-fashioned way and didn't have any help whatsoever. At least 20% of our candidates are first immigrants, and another 7 or 8% of them are first-generation Canadians.
What are some other planks in the platform for the People's Party of Canada?
Okay, well, we're going to lower lower taxes. So personal income tax, from $0 to $15,000, you will not pay any federal income tax on that. From $15,000 to $100,000 is a flat tax of 15%. Anything over $100,000 is a 25% flat tax. There's no different levels. It's nice. It's easy. You can almost figure it out yourself. Lower the corporate income tax rate from 15% to 10%. And we're going to abolish capital gains. And the way we're going to do all of that is by not giving out foreign aid. We'll still give out humanitarian aid. If somebody needs us, we will be there for them. But we will not be paying for roads in other countries. We just won't be doing. We won't be giving Africa $2.5 billion for climate change when, you know, the dictators over there are not using that for climate change. We're not going to be giving large corporations bailout money. Over the last 3 years, I think Mr. Trudeau's wrote off almost $20 billion in bad loans. We won't be doing stuff like that. That's how we're going to pay for it. We're not cutting services. We're not going to be taking it out on Canadians. We're going to be giving back to Canadians. We will be expanding services. We will be making sure that Canadians have what they need going forward. And then as we can, we will adapt policies to bring more people over, to include more people into what they need. And if we have to tinker with things, we will. But these are our base promises.
Let's go to the phones. Scotty, good morning. You're on with Adam Gray.
Good morning. As far as immigrants going, 90% of them, I would say even more than that, just come over here for a better life for their children, and they're all hard workers. You got to remember, they're taking a gamble going to another country. you know, that they've never been to. It's Canada was built with immigrants. And you've got to think again about the future generation. My grandchildren, two of them are nurses, two of them are teachers. One of them is a lawyer, a psychologist, and the other one's a chartered accountant. And none of the...
Okay, I'm going to put... Are you there, Adam?
Yeah, no, I'm here. Yeah, I agree with you, Scott. Again, my family came here from... my mother's side came here from Scotland themselves. But we came over here in the 1880s when we didn't have anything. We had to work for everything. Now, yes, I agree. People choose Canada for a reason. Because we are a great country, we are very open, and we are willing to help. But at some point, we have to start putting Canadians first. And yes, that does include real refugees and real asylum seekers.
Okay, but Adam, let me ask you...
Who are in the camps, whose lives will be taken from them if they step foot outside. It's not the same as people crossing over from Roxham Road. We need to close that, and we need to make sure that our funds, our services, are going to the right people who are coming over for the right reasons.
Let me ask you this question. The environment's certainly a big part on everybody's mind today and yesterday and the day before and in the future. What is the People's Party of Canada's platform point to deal with the environment?
Okay, so we are going to leave the Paris Accord completely. We will not have any type of pricing on carbon whatsoever. No cap and trade, no tax. The Conservatives say that they're going to do the same thing. However, they're going to tax the larger corporations and then give it back to them to invest in themselves. That's just a Ponzi scheme to me. So what we're going to do is the federal responsibilities for climate will be to clean the waterways and to clean the air. We will use the technologies available, and we will invest in technologies to find better ways to do so. However, for taxing and other purposes, that is a provincial issue, and we will support provinces and territories making their own choices. So if Ontario votes in a Conservative Party that does not want to have a carbon tax at all, then we will support that. If BC keeps their carbon tax in place, we will support them. We will give them whatever it is that they need, but we will let the people of each province and territory decide what they want instead of forcing something on them.
Okay. Does Maxime Bernier and yourself, do you believe we are in a climate crisis on this planet?
I believe that we absolutely need to make changes. Our only issue with how everything is going is how everybody's running around with their heads chopped off saying, oh, it's an emergency. Maybe it is. Maybe. But our issue is you cannot make policy or running around panicking. You need to sit down. You need to go over every little fact that you have, every little scientific data that you have. You need to incorporate other governments, and you need to come up with an actual plan. Now, if the UN would actually sit down and do that and go over things calmly and responsibly, then yes, we would support that. But as it is right now, we are not going to destroy our economy for 1.6% of the world's carbon emissions. But we will do our part with technology to make sure that we lower it. We will lower, the car emissions. We'll make sure that the mileages are required to go longer and longer. But we cannot destroy our economy for 1.6% of the emissions. We need to help other countries lower theirs as well.
Okay. Before we let you go, we're giving every candidate 2 minutes to talk about themselves and why the residents, the voters of Hastings, Lennox, and Addington should vote for Adam Gray and the People's Party of Canada. So, take it away, Adam. You now have 2 minutes.
Thanks, Mark. To the people of Hastings, Lennox, and Addington, I would say that I am a local boy. I do understand what's going on. I grew up on a farm. I have lived the majority of my life within our district. I know my neighbors. I know people all over the place, and I know what they're saying to me. And they're saying to me, Adam, we can't afford what's going on. We need to make changes. Well, we are going to make the changes that are needed. Not every single person is going to admit to liking what we're saying, but most people like what we are saying. All you have to do is take a look at platforms. Do your own research. If you didn't vote last time, please get out and vote. Whether it's for me or not, you need to get out and you need to vote and make your voice heard. That is the most important thing right now. We will do everything that we can to incorporate every other party, every other point of view within the parliament. We will make sure that we sit down and we listen to everybody. We will not push people away because they have different views than us. We will incorporate them so that we can incorporate as many people's views as possible. We are not here to dictate what is going to go on. We are here to help. My biggest goal is to make sure that as much government is removed out of your day-to-day life. I should not be telling you how you should be living your life. I should not be telling you how you should be spending your money. I should be making things more affordable for you. I should be signing free trade agreements, and I should be finding investors to bring good-paying jobs to Hastings, Lennox, and Addington. And I absolutely will. I will travel the world to find investors to bring good jobs to Hastings, Lennox, and Addington. If anybody who knows me knows I'm very approachable, I will sit down and speak with anybody about anything, anytime. You can join me on Facebook, Adam L. E. Gray. You can, tonight we have a meeting at our office at 133 John Street in Napanee at 5 p.m. If you have any more questions, please come out. I will be at the office until 8 o'clock tonight. Thank you, Martin.
All right, Adam Gray, thank you so much for the time and good luck.
Thank you very much. And again, I am so grateful you accommodated me. Thank you so much.
All right, you take care. And again, good luck. That is Adam Gray. He is the Hastings, Lennox, and Addington People's Party of Canada candidate.